Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, the go-to source for Canadian entrepreneurs and business leaders. Join us as we dive deep into the heart of Canada's business community, bringing you inspiring stories, cutting-edge insights, and practical advice from our nation's brightest minds in marketing, innovation, leadership, and tech. Whether you're launching a startup or scaling your enterprise, our mission is to empower your journey with wisdom that makes a difference. Let's grow together, right here, right now.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where in today's episode, we're diving into the critical topic of fraud prevention and risk management. Fraud is a growing threat that affects businesses across all industries, and understanding how to mitigate this risk is essential for small business owners. Today, we're joined by Maria Cameron, the Director of Risk Management at Moneris, one of Canada's leading payment processing companies. Maria leads Moneris' strategy for detecting, measuring, and managing fraud risks. And with years of experience in fraud detection and prevention, she is well-versed in the latest fraud schemes affecting businesses and will share valuable insights on how companies, particularly in industries like automotive, can protect themselves against these rising threats. Maria, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
We're very honored to have you here today and very excited to learn more about how businesses can really protect themselves against fraud. Now, Maria, the automotive industries, particularly auto shops, has seen a rise in moto tire fraud, a type of fraud involving mail order and telephone order transactions. What exactly is moto tire fraud and why is it becoming a significant issue for auto shops?
Okay, great question. So moto tire fraud, or MOTO, stands for mail order telephone order fraud, a form of payment acceptance that is less secure. It provides a weakness as fraudsters exploit. So for Moneris' winter warning for Canadian auto shops is to check your blind spot for MOTO fraud.
Mm-hmm. No, that's quite alarming. I mean, it's surprising how targeted certain industries like automotive have become when it comes to fraud. But what are some specific red flags that auto shops should be aware of to identify potential moto tire fraud?
Oh, Moneris' advice is preventative maintenance isn't just for car owners. Mm-hmm. Incorporating proper card acceptance and best practices can make a big difference in preventing fraud losses. So our advice is, remember, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Here's some red flags that they can watch out for. So it's a new customer you have never done business with before, and they're placing an unusually large order. The customer calls in or he emails you and insists that the purchase be made over the phone via credit card. They're in a hurry. They want to rush the fulfillment or delivery of the purchase. The order needs to be shipped somewhere that's either outside of the province or outside of your typical area of business. And the big one is, alternatively, the customer may state that they'll send someone around to pick up the tires. Those are big red flags.
Right, right. Well, now it's clear that understanding these fraud schemes and knowing the warning signs can go a long way in preventing businesses from falling victim to such attacks. But let's talk now about how auto shops and other industries can prevent fraud from happening in the first place, because fraud is not limited to the automotive sector because it affects businesses across all industries. But there are steps that every businesses can take to really reduce this risk. Maria, outside of the automotive industry, what other industries should be on alert for fraud, and what common tactics do fraudsters use?
Big ticket items. So avoiding manual entry of card details in general applies to all businesses. The underlying mechanism of modal fraud is taking payment details over the phone and manually entering them either directly in the payment terminal or via virtual terminal in your POS solution. Why? Manual entry of card details has no protection. No protection for the business. And there's no way to verify if it's the legitimate cardholder authorizing that transaction. It's resulting in a high-risk chargeback scenario for the merchant. Also worth noting, any manual transaction can be charged back under the chargeback rule up to 120 days. So avoiding or limiting the use of manual entry reduces the risk of fraud losses for all businesses, as it's commonly used for a variety of fraud schemes. Instead, they should use a secure online payment gateway or ask customers to come into the location to make a face-to-face payment using chip and PIN, especially for large ticket items. Online payment gateways like Moneris Online, Moneris Checkout, Moneris Go Portal payment requests, they integrate with the variety of different fraud prevention tools, meaning that the transaction can be verified. This helps prevent fraud as well as fight chargebacks. And a great example of a fraud tool is 3D Secure. Transactions that are verified with 3D Secure, the chargeback liability is shifted now to the card issuer. This minimizes losses to the business. And if the customer cannot make it into the store, using a feature like a payment request lets businesses send an email invoice that links the cardholder to a secure payment page like Moneris Checkout, for example. And this kind of functionality takes advantage of all the fraud tools suites that we have. We're here to help. So reaching out to your payment processor can put the brakes on the fraudsters.
That's really insightful, Maria. I mean, fraudsters are always looking, you know, for vulnerable points across various sectors, and knowing these patterns can really help businesses stay one step ahead. Now, what steps can businesses take to incorporate best practices in payment acceptance and reduce the risk of fraud?
Well, avoid manual entry of card details in general. The underlying mechanism of this type of fraud is taking payment details over the phone or manually entering them. So manual entry should be avoided and very much limited. Also worth noting that manual entry transactions are very high risk. Auto shops in particular can avoid themselves by, you know, educating their staff, making sure all employees are trained in, on how to recognize signs of fraud, ensure they follow proper card acceptance, ensure secure payment methods are in place, use chip and PIN readers when available, monitor fraud detection tools or implement them like 3D Secure, and report the fraud. We're here to help. Reaching out to your payment processor can also put the brakes on fraudsters. When a chargeback is submitted to the card issuer, we know at Moneris, we notify the merchant and assist by representing them in the chargeback process. And also by reporting fraud, you allow Moneris the ability to potentially intervene, prevent losses, provide support and guidance. And additionally, you help identify trends such as moto tire fraud. This allows us to take proactive measures to combat them.
Mm-hmm. Implementing best practices for payment acceptance is so essential for reducing the risk of fraud. And by following these amazing guidelines that you've shared, Maria, businesses can really create a safer environment for both themselves and their customers. Now, let's take a deeper look at how Moneris helps businesses when it comes to fraud prevention. As one of Canada's largest payment processors, Moneris plays a crucial role in helping businesses stay protected from fraud. Maria, how does Moneris support businesses in preventing fraud, and what specific tools or solutions do you offer to help mitigate risks?
Moneris has a lot of fraud tools. We have a suite of fraud prevention tools, which is available on moneris.com/fraud. Calling into Moneris, we can help you implement them. We have features like payment request, Moneris checkout, Moneris Go Portal, Moneris Online, which also have fraud detection tools in place. We can help you adapt your business or your selling method to many of our solutions. We need to understand that fraud doesn't exclude any industry. So based on many reported cases, businesses saw a 13% increase in fraud year over year. And modal fraud, particularly, was 89% year over year from 2002 to 2003. So fraud is constantly evolving. Contacting Moneris, we can help you stay ahead of the fraudsters, which also means staying ahead of recent fraud trends.
Mm-hmm. It's great to know that businesses can rely on Moneris for proactive fraud prevention measures, and your partnership with businesses goes beyond just processing payments. You know, it's really about keeping them safe. Now, Maria, what should businesses do if they suspect they've been targeted by motor tire fraud or any other type of fraudulent activity?
Oh, they should contact their payment processor right away. I know at Moneris, we will jump in and try to help and support the chargeback process. We will work with the authorities we will try to prevent any additional fraud. Sometimes we can catch it as it's happening. So again, working with Moneris and reporting it really quickly, we also provide that information to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. So having these podcasts and letting people know what's going on and what to be aware of is really important. We need to report the fraud because you allow Moneris the ability to potentially intervene, prevent your losses, provide support and guidance. Additionally, you help us identify the trends. It helps us take proactive measures to combat them. And when a chargeback is submitted to the card issuer, Moneris will notify the issuer that it is being investigated, and we will represent them in the chargeback process.
Mm-hmm. Well, having a trusted payment processor like Moneris can be a game changer for businesses, especially when it comes to fraud prevention and response. Now, Maria, one of the most common points of vulnerability in fraud cases is the manual entry of card details during transactions. And this method opens businesses up to a greater risk. Why is manual entry of data details particularly risky for businesses, and what alternatives do you recommend?
Always use a chip and PIN if you can. Otherwise, you need to use an online secure payment portal like Moneris Checkout, Moneris Go. But if you have to key in your transaction, you have to be aware, businesses need to be aware that just because you get an approval doesn't mean it's a legitimate cardholder. That card number can be stolen. And once the legitimate cardholder sees that transaction on their credit card statement or on their online banking, they will dispute it. Mm-hmm. You don't know if it is the legitimate cardholder when you're keying in a transaction. By placing a chip and PIN, the password is utilized. You know that it's the cardholder making that purchase.
Well, that's a valuable point, Maria. I mean, the convenience of manual entry can sometimes overshadow the risks, but it's important for businesses to be aware of the potential dangers. But what steps can businesses take to transition to safer, more secure methods of payment processing?
Easy. Call Moneris or call your payment processor. And again, we have various options, even for very small businesses, like Moneris Go Portal payment requests. These are payment requests that it essentially sends an email invoice to your cardholder or your customer. And that customer logs into Moneris Checkout and makes the payment. This then is 3D authenticated, meaning that it's validated and it will prevent fraud.
Mm-hmm. Now, switching to more secure payment methods is crucial in today's digital age, and businesses that take these steps are not only protecting themselves, but also building trust with their customers. And listeners, staying informed and proactive is your best defense against fraud, and payment security is no longer just an option, it's a necessity. So please take steps today to protect your business and ensure a safer tomorrow for you and your customers. Now, Maria, as we wrap up, let's talk about the future of fraud prevention, because fraud schemes are are constantly evolving and businesses need to stay ahead of the curve to protect themselves in the long run. Now, as the fraud schemes become more sophisticated, how can businesses prepare for the future and ensure they're staying protected against new threats?
Good question. So again, modal fraud is just one known scheme. Other types of fraud do exist. And unfortunately, many cases go unreported. So it's important for businesses to know that we're here to help. And as a result, we encourage all business owners to report fraudulent activity. When merchants notify Moneris, we are able to intervene and prevent losses and offer support. And again, reporting fraud helps the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center as well, provide additional statistics and provide information to small businesses.
Oh, that's such a valuable advice. The landscape of fraud is always shifting, but with the right tools and mindset, businesses can stay resilient. And entrepreneurs, if your business, your business is your livelihood, and protecting it from fraud is one of the most important things that you can do. And fraud can impact any business, regardless of size or industry. So please make sure that you're taking the proactive steps, staying informed, and investing in the right security measures to protect your business. So please don't wait for a fraud to happen. Take action today and stay a step ahead. To build on this a bit more, Maria, how does Moneris plan to continue supporting businesses as these fraud schemes evolve?
Well, as a trusted partner to merchants across Canada, we know running a business can be hard. And increasingly, one of the challenges facing merchants is fraud. What's important to remember is that merchants can take actionable steps to mitigate the risk of fraud and safeguard their operations. Often just a few small changes can make a big difference. And Moneris is always here to support through education on best practices and by making fraud prevention tools easily available.
Now, it's clear that staying vigilant and adapting to new threats is key for any business. And your insights on future-proofing against fraud have been incredibly helpful, Maria. And as we wrap up today's discussion, I'd love for you to share one final piece of advice for our listeners on safeguarding their businesses.
Be vigilant. You know it's out there that people want to take advantage. We're here to support. Moneris has been partnering with business owners for more than 20 years. Since then, we've become the Canadian leader in payments, supporting more than 325,000 merchants across Canada, from cake shops to truck stops, from cutting hair to bike repair. So we are part of the conversation, and trust us, we're here to help.
Love that. Thank you so much, Maria, for joining us today and sharing your expertise on this critical issue. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And that was the end of our discussion. In today's episode, we've had the pleasure again of speaking with Maria Cameron, the Director of Risk Management at Moneris, about the ever-evolving world of fraud prevention and the strategies businesses can use to protect themselves. From understanding motor tire fraud to adopting safer payment practices, Maria has provided invaluable insights that all business owners can benefit from. We'd also like to extend our thanks to our partners, RBC, UPS, Constant Contact, IHG, and Google for their support in making this podcast possible. To our listeners, please don't forget to visit our website, CanadianSME.ca, to subscribe to the magazine for more insightful content and resources to help your business thrive. Again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Your support fuels our passion for empowering Canadian businesses. Don't miss out on our next episode, filled with fresh perspectives and actionable strategies. Subscribe at CanadianSME.ca and be part of a community that's shaping the future of Canadian business. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and making a difference.